Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to Wellspring Community Church. Thanks, worship team. That was awesome. You know, when you saw that video in the beginning, it's like, if you saw that video in the beginning, you're like, wait a second. We're a speck in what the, I don't even know, I don't want to say galaxies because it's out in space that God created. And a God like that who would love us. Oh man, it's just, it just blows me away every time I watch that video. It's just amazing. It's unbelievable, quite honestly, that God would love us and create all that. And here we are floating around out there, just this little bitty rock. And we're here today with people all around the world that are worshiping Him. Great, interesting stuff. So hey, let me ask you a question today. I'm a little rusty, so let me get going here. Is there a date or a circumstance in your life that changed you? Can you think of that? Maybe it's more than one. Is there something, though? I mean, you should have something in your life. There has to be some point in time or some circumstance in your life that you said, after you experienced that, you went through that, and you're like, I will never be the same. I'm not the same person. Well, today we're going to see and we're going to look at that in the scriptures. As Kat read Isaiah 6, what I want us to come by, we're going to start a new series called God Is, and for the next Sundays in August and maybe the first one in September, we're going to try to, the big idea is to be gripped by the greatness of God. That's the big idea. Because if that, watching that video and seeing that, how God's creation, and we're going to see more videos as we go along, but understanding who God is and how immense and how great, and we sang how awesome and holy and all this, I want that to grip you like never before. That's what I want. So whether it's been, whether you've never been gripped like that before, maybe you need the first time, or you've had been gripped like that several times, that's what I want. We sang those songs, these songs we sing. I don't even talk to the worship team and say, hey, let's sing this or let's sing that. I mean, it just amazes me what God does when the worship team and everybody prays and they put some, and that whole song fits right. I mean, I don't say play this song. Every once in a while I say, can you play a song? And not very often. These songs today all had the same theme. God getting hold of us. And so, that's what we're trying to do. You know what's interesting? I still believe God does it. You know, he gripped Moses, you know, at the burning bush. Moses was never sane. Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, in the dream when God spoke to her and told her she was going to be the mother of Jesus, she was never the same woman. All through the Bible, there are stories of men and women who came in contact with God and were never the same. And I hope you have a story like that. If you don't have a story like that, because God, I have a story like that. And if you don't have a story, I want you to have a story. And if you have that story again, I want you to have another experience, because you'll never be the same. So, the reason why I brought this up is when I go on leave, I start to read. I don't know what you guys do, but for me, I grabbed a couple of books and that took with me. Gripped by the Greatness of God by James McDonald and Beautiful Outline by John Eldridge. And these two books, I'm kind of basing the sermon series off of these. And so do me a favor, if you go out and buy the books and go, well, I don't believe what that guy said. Hey, every time if I recommend you a book, I don't go with everything they always say. I always have the Bible with me. So don't send me an email saying, did you see what he said? Yes. You have to have the scriptures when you read. I don't care whose book. Hey, you need the scriptures when I preach. Take my word for it. Take the Bible's word for it. Make sure I line up with it. So if you read, I've just been touched by these books, and I've been reading them for a while now. And so here's all I know is this. We want to have this experience. We want to be touched and gripped by God. But here's what I know from experience. Whenever something good and real is present, there'll always be a what? Really? That's true, right? Think of art. I mean, people are always, they're counting, fitting the Mona Lisa or all the works, great works of Michelangelo or Picasso or, and money. Look at great links. Now, I don't even recognize, of course, I don't see them very often, but whenever I see a $100 bill now, it's like, oh my lands. And you know what the worst one is? People counterfeit charities. I read the other day where some place, I don't know if it was New York or California, where cancer, had some cancer charity for young people, and they never hardly spent any of the money on kids. There's counterfeits everywhere, and the same is true when it comes to Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. Listen, knowing, and that's why I said the Bible is important, knowing and understanding the Bible is key to truly in experiencing and being gripped by God. It is, and that's why I want you to read it. So let me go back, and I want to read this one more time for us. Because if you didn't catch it the first time, this is a pretty amazing story right here. We're going to read the story of Isaiah. So here we go again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, I like this part. One's like, holy, holy is the Lord. The other one's like, the one says, holy is the Lord. The other one says, great is the Lord and worthy of praise. And so back and forth, they do that. That's what they do when they're up there. And so they're going back and forth. And the whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook. Listen to this. When they were speaking, and the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And Isaiah, this is the man who was seeing the vision, Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then one of the seraphim flew to me, and having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he had touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. And now I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me. Now that's a great story, ladies and gentlemen. That is a picture of a... See, that's what I want you to get.